Jason?
Hello? The music is starting. There's no one in the booth. Oh, dear God.
From approximately coast to coast, I made it out of clay. It's the Incomparable Radio Theater.
I could have sworn I heard Jason in here.
Run to the left!
Way ahead of you, Nick!
Serpentine!
We are the Dagger Inquisitions. You cannot escape.
Cannot is a strong word.
How about highly unlikely?
Yes, let's go with that!
You will become one with the Quintessence.
Not if I can help it. Is this a lever, Nick?
Careful, Dot. That's the Infinity Matrix. You have to...
Ah! You will now become one with the Quintessence. Initiating...
Oh, blast it all.
Dot! No!
Nick? Where'd you go? What's that?
Now, another adventure across time and space from the cosmic files of Nikola Tesla. These are the Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla. Tonight's episode, Only in My Dreams.
Run to the left, Serpentine.
Dot, are you all right?
Nick! What happened? What's going on? Are we out of danger?
Yes, you saved the day. Although it wasn't the lever I was hoping you'd pull, but it worked out just fine. So, pish-posh, everything's a hunky-dunky.
What do you mean?
You triggered the Infinity Matrix containment field and flooded the compartment with temporal matter, which overwhelmed the Daggard troopers and sent them fleeing for the hills. Well, not actual hills, but you get my meaning, yes?
So... they're gone?
All gone.
Oh, thank God.
No, thank Dot. Now, why don't you get some rest? We'll be back on our way soon.
Nick, if this is a time machine, it doesn't take any time to get from place to place.
But we need the rest. Time will be there whenever we get back to it.
Oh, Nick.
I know. You want to be home in time for Christmas.
Before...
I know.
Well...
your mother will still be there. Don't worry.
I'm going to worry, Nick. I can't not.
Tell you what, why don't we make a quick stop on the way
to... Nick?
No, to pick up something for the holidays. One of the finest spices in this part of the galaxy. It's perfect for mulled wine and sprinkling on cookies and all of that.
I don't know about this.
Do you like cinnamon?
Well, yes.
This is like cinnamon, but exponentially tastier.
Really?
And it's only available once every 100 years.
Nick, this is a time machine. What does 100 years?
Fine. In the linear construct of time, it's only available once every 100 years. Now go get some rest. We'll be landing in a little while.
But Nick, I feel fine.
You're still lying on the floor.
Good point.
Besides, I have to double-check all the Zika Heights Mas Namen before I risk landing again.
The Zika what now?
It's German for safety measures.
Why not just say that?
What fun would that be?
Nick.
Now, pleasant dreams and good night, not necessarily in that order.
It's just... breathtaking. In all my travels, I don't know if I've ever seen anything so beautiful.
I have wanted to show this to you from the moment we first met.
It's almost as if it glows from within.
All a trick of the light, Marlene.
What did you just call me?
Your name? Marlene?
But that isn't my name.
This again. I can't remember the last time we went through all this. You've been Marlene since we first met. Since we married.
Mama, come look. The phylomaxylin is blooming.
Wait, what? Who now?
Mother, the phylomaxylin. It only comes into heat once every 1,000 years. Quick, the petals are beginning to quiver. Mother, it's the reason we're here. Are you still recording A113?
Yes, young mistress.
Well, maybe not the only reason.
And this is a plant?
It's the plant. It's the only thing Mad's been talking about for weeks.
Why does she think I'm her mother?
Now I know you're pulling my leg.
Oh, Nick, thank goodness.
Glowing waterfall. Check. So much dust, my heavens.
Nick!
Excuse me? How do you know my name?
Nikola Tesla, it's me.
Who's me?
Dot.
What's Dot? Oh, yes, Dot! You are not Dot.
This is what I've been trying to tell her. Who's Dot?
Nick, who's that lying on the floor?
That's Dot.
That's what?
It's not important, then.
What happened in there? Why is everything covered in dust?
No time to explain. We must get...
This is a time machine. You have all the time to explain in the universe.
A what machine? Really, this is too much.
How do you know that?
I told you I'm Dot.
Of course. Yes. No. But never the mind.
Don't you recognize me?
Not in the slightest. That's why I'm here. Now here, take this.
I don't want... What is this?
A flute.
A life recorder.
Yes, that. Long story, just use it in good health, and soon.
What do you mean?
Your world, your culture, they are in grave danger. Play this, so we can remember.
Who's we? Nick, what's going on?
Oh, and remember, you are not Dot.
Nick, wait! What am I supposed to do with this?
Malene, what has gotten into you?
My name is not Malene. I don't belong here. My name is...
Dot?
My name...
Come in, Dot. Are you awake? I repeat, Dot, are you awake?
What in the... What was that?
What's what?
Nothing, just a weird dream. I was somewhere else, and you were there. But I wasn't me, but I was unconscious on the floor... And there was a glowing waterfall, and you gave me this flute and this thing, a plant that only bloomed once every 1,000 years or something, and...
Glowing waterfall, you say?
Like I said, it was a weird dream.
Nonsense. There are several worlds with luminescent aquifers feeding into the streams and waterfalls. Why, the upside-down falls of Festus III are gorgeous at double moonrise, if you like that kind of thing. And I do.
Of course you do, Nick.
1,000-year flowers. I've known a few of those as well. One nearly killed me when I went in for a sniff. One was the warmest, most comfortable bed I've ever known. And one even wiped out an entire planet's population. Crazy.
And you kept saying I wasn't Dot.
Not Dot? What?
Exactly. Crazy dream.
Anywhoozy, what's it? We have arrived. Come on up.
On my way.
Take a deep breath. Drink in that air.
Wow. That is amazing. Is that heather on the breeze? And honeysuckle? And what is that?
Bagpipes!
Okay.
This planet has been jumping through time, Dot. It's amazing. No one knows why or how. It just blinks in for a day or two and then winks out of existence without a trace until 100 years later, piff, poof, there it is again.
Seriously?
Seriously. Now you see why the spices here are so precious. Welcome to the great spice mines of Brigadoon!
Oh, hi, Laddie Buck. Do I hear the indistinctly accented voice of my old friend Nikola Tesla?
Fraser, Dot, let me introduce my dear friend...
Fraser McCrimmon, me lassie. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Dot, yes, nice to, Nick, why is his kilt moving like that?
That's nothing to worry about. It's only...
Oh, no, I apologise for him. I'm quite happy to see you, lassie. That's just me sporan. He's nothing but trouble.
I forgot to mention the symbiotes.
The what now?
Symbiotes. All the inhabitants of Brigadoon have a symbiote paired with them for life. That's his sporin partner.
Nick.
He's got a name, you know.
Of course. Dot, this is Niles.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Oh, hi, look at there. He's taken a liking to you.
Nice sporin.
Thank you. Now, let's get to it, man. We don't know all day. What brings you to this wee pocket of space-time?
I was wondering if we could borrow a cup of spice fresh from the mines. It is, of course, holiday time.
Always a holiday somewhere. Of course, my friend, take all the spice you want. We'll chip it off the walls fresh for you.
Oh my, that would be wonderful.
None fresher, I can bally well guarantee. Come along, let's to the mines.
Nick?
Yes, Dot?
If it's all the same to you, I think I'll stay here with the tessellator.
You'll be sorry you missed the crystalline caverns, lassie.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Suit yourself, Dot, but it really is a sight to behold. Cavern walls of shimmering crystal structures.
Like the subterranean crystal palace of Alchemine 5?
Well, maybe a little, but you could not eat that.
I'll be fine.
Dot?
I'll be fine, Nick.
Come along, Nicola. Tempest fidgets.
Hold on, Fraser. Just a few minutes more. I think we'll have enough for our purposes.
What's the occasion?
Christmas on Earth. We're going back to visit Dot's family before... let us just say... It is to see her family together one last time.
Oh, no. Is she all right?
Oh, no. No, she's fine. She's perfectly fine. It's her mother. But I'm saying too much.
Then say no more. It's nae necessary.
That's odd.
What's that?
It's my pocket coil. Perhaps Dot is trying to call me.
Hello, lassie.
She can't hear you. It's not a call. It's, that's odd. Nay... Impossible, even. It's reading a second tessellator.
Here? On Brigadoon?
What's that?
Last at all. It's beginning early.
What is beginning early?
The shift.
The vanishing?
No, it's me sporran. Of course the vanishing.
My stars, we've got to get back to the tessellator.
We may not have enough time.
Good King Wenceslas looked out of the tessellator.
What the what? Inertial dampeners engaged, but we're standing still. What is going on out there?
Whoa! Oh. Nick? Where did the planet go?
We'll be back in a moment for more of the Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla.
You're listening to the Finley Quality Network.
Hey, doesn't Lex usually do these?
Are your hands cold this winter? Are you looking for just the right glove and mitten to keep you warm? I'm O. Leo Leahy for the Glove Shack. The Glove Shack. It's a little old place where we can get... gloves, mittens, scarves, mufflers, balaclavas, you name it, we've got it. Check out our annual buy one, get one sale. That's right, buy one glove, we'll throw in the second one free. But you'll want to beat the rush. Folks are lining up outside just to get downfilled gloves, cashmere, pashmina. It's a madhouse. No, it's the Glove Shack. That's where they're at. Glove Shack, baby. And tell them old Leo sent you.
Your lunch, mistress.
Thank you, A113.
And what about mine?
Patience is a virtue, sir.
Of course it is. I'm just pulling your positrons.
Indeed. Very droll, sir.
I do so love this place.
And I love you.
Oh, you.
I hadn't told you today yet, had I?
No, but I had an inkling.
As if it were the day we met.
Mother, mother, the Sporlings remember me. I swear they remember me.
Oh, that's sweet, Madeline.
Ugh, you two were kissing again, weren't you? I can't take you anywhere.
Parents are made to be embarrassing, dear one.
You've got that down.
No. Where were we?
Your lunch, Sir Castronova.
This isn't going to be easy, you know.
It is simply lunch, sir.
No, A113. He means what comes next.
With the Sporlings?
Indeed. But for now, lunch.
What? Oh, right. Floating again. Companion's log, day 24? I'm not sure. Maybe 25. Just drifting here in space where the Brigadoon used to be, I guess. And still nothing. Of course, you said it jumped 100 years at a shot. Does that really mean I'm going to have to wait 100 years till you come back? Because I don't think that's going to happen. So, at least you'll have this log of how slowly I went insane while you were gone. Merry Christmas, Nick. If only I learned to fly the damn box.
It's not a box, it's a tessellator.
24 days. You'd think there'd be a driver's manual in here somewhere, but no. Of course he built it, he drives it, he doesn't need one. And there's only so much I can read about thousand-year flowers. Think, Dot. There's got to be a way. This is a time machine, after all. If Nick is correct, then when in transit, the box potentially occupies every point in space and time simultaneously. Hence the infinity matrix thing. Until it chooses a single point in space-time. So maybe... just maybe I can pick a point and land on Brigadoon just in time.
You have enough time!
Is that it? Did we shift? Is it really 100 years later?
Possibly.
And look, the pocket coil, she is back to normal.
How so?
It only reads one tessellator again.
Nick, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here, Dot. Are you all right?
Oh, thank heavens. I was worried I'd lost you.
That was just the planet going into its phase shift for the next cycle of...
No, you did vanish. I've been floating in space for days, trying to figure out how to get back here.
Back in time, you mean?
I used the Infinity Matrix to pinpoint Brigadoon and chose a point in the past.
Dot, that was highly dangerous. Good for you.
But now I can't get the door open.
There's a release lever to the side if you need to pull the...
I know, I pulled it. The door is still jammed. I might have landed in a different spot, against a rock or something.
Anything is possible. Hang on, let me see if I can track you. Yes, you are definitely not where we left you.
I guess that's reassuring.
But I don't know where you are yet.
That, not so much.
Nicola?
Hold on a moment, my friend.
I think you need to see this.
One crisis at a time, Fraser.
Oh, I think this might qualify. Look there!
Oh, my goodness.
Nick, what is it? Nick?
Speak to me, Nick. What's going on?
I think we found you.
Well, that's good.
But, the bad news...
Because, of course...
The tessellator appears to be trapped in the heart of the crystal. In the heart of... Brigadoon.
As if the planet reformed itself around her.
Around the tessellator, that is.
Oh, that's not so bad. I can just fire it up and choose another point in space-time, right?
That depends. If the crystals continue to enmesh the tessellator, they could interfere with the Infinity Matrix.
And what?
I don't rightly know.
Blow up?
This is one possibility, yes.
Of course.
But if we can break through the crystalline walls...
which we'd be doing anyway, because the spice, it must flow.
Then maybe we can free the tessellator.
Well, then let's do that then, shall we?
Fraser, bring me your largest drills.
I'm sorry, Nicola, we don't have any drills.
Whatever motorized mining equipment you have, then.
Aye, we don't need any such thing.
Yes, we do. Right now, we need this thing right now, man.
Nay, I mean, here on Brigadoon, we have no need of those things. We just use pickaxes.
Surely you must be kidding.
I'm not kidding. Stop giving me that look. Why do you think our spice is so rare?
Because of the time jumps.
And if we only have to be in business one day at a time every 100 years...
You don't need a lot of spice on hand.
And Bob's your uncle.
So grab your picks and get to work, men.
You heard the lass.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
My goodness, Nick. You do keep the oddest things.
What was that?
A kazoo, Nick. Why do you care?
Don't play the kazoo!
It's just a kazoo.
It's not just a kazoo.
Then what is it?
It's hard to explain. Just trust me on this.
You've been at this for days, Nick. How much longer do you think this'll take?
Hard to say, lassie. The crystal grows thicker the deeper we carve into the cavern. But we'll chip away at this if it takes.
Nick?
All of eternity. Plenty of time there.
You vanished again.
But I came back, didn't I? I always come back, Dot. You know that.
Hey! This flute! Where did you get this?
Flute? I don't know. What does it look like?
Like a flute, or maybe a recorder. It looks like you blow in one end and it's made of glass? No, it feels stronger than that.
I've been so many places. So many souvenirs. Maybe I'd know it if I saw it.
It looks just like the one you gave me in my dream.
In your dream?
What a beautiful tone.
Wait! Dot! That's the life recorder from Alistair 6. Be very careful. Dot!
Oh.
You didn't. Dot! Good thing I didn't give her the kazoo.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing.
What's that? Niles wants to know if that's some kind of euphemism.
Niles, good heavens, no.
More tea, mistress?
Where am I?
The Sentient Botanical Annex in the city of Hogazed.
More detail, please. What planet is this?
Alistair 6.
I've never been to Alistair 6.
Pardon, mistress, but you've never left Alistair 6.
Who am I?
Pardon, mistress?
Tell me who I am.
You were born Malin Zeridae just across the city from here, 23 Yaren ago. Your parents are Goran and Jalay. Your sister is Marivelle. Your betrothed is Lion Castronova. You have lived here all your life, mistress, and you have never been off-world.
No. No, that isn't right. Who are you, anyway?
A113, mistress. Programmed to serve as you please. More tea?
Malin?
Here comes Ser Castronova now.
What's his name?
Lion.
Malin, my love. How are you?
I have been better.
Nice save, mistress.
What's that?
Don't mind him. How are you, my, love?
Impatient. But with our conjoining only days away, how else would I be?
Our conjoining?
He is your betrothed, mistress.
Come, let us dance as the flowers sing to the heavens of our love.
Oh, Nick, where are you?
We must hurry. There is no time to waste.
My goodness, Nicola. It's been 40 days since we heard a peep. Surely she's a goner by now.
For us, it's been 40 days. For the universe around us, it's been 4 millennia. But inside the Tessellator, it's been mere moments. For her, it's as if no time has passed at all.
Your thingy is pinging again.
Look at that. It's reading 2 Tessellators again. What is that? Resonance with the crystal lattices or...
Niles is right. It's as if the crystals have grown thicker with each phase shift.
But we are so close. Look, you can see the Tessellator clearly now. This all seems familiar somehow, as if it's all been in a loop, as if I've done this before, and will do this again.
That's called working in a mine, laddie buck.
I can't put my finger on it, but I have broken this wall before!
Nicola, you did it!
Wait! No!
Where'd the box go?
It's not a box. It's a tessellator. And I don't know!
Where is the tessellator? Who's Dot? What's going on? Tune in next time for the exciting conclusion. This has been The Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla.
Wait. So nobody has seen Phil since the Far Future Land episode? That's crazy. Oh!
You have been listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater, starring Glenn Fleischman as Nikola Tesla and Serenity Caldwell as Dot, featuring Travis Bedard, Ian McKinnon, and Maggie Hobson. Written and engineered by, well, me, David J. Lohr, and directed by Serenity Caldwell. Wait, what do you mean I'm editing part two? And it's coming out when? Oh!